and a half with Eisner this morning. I think it went well. He told us he's going to tape his show on the 24th of November. He'll be interviewed by Reisner. He has a good producer, Benjamin. We told him that we would be anxious to provide him with all the materials he needed, full briefings and dirty questions and answers and so on. He's going to keep in touch with Andy Goodpaster on that. I told Andy to be sure to make arrangements for it in the event Eisner didn't contact him. I think the best preparation we could give him, beyond what we did this morning, and we covered an awful lot of ground today, the best preparation we could give him would be to have Bunker, in whom he has great confidence, and Westmoreland, whom he admires, visit him together while they are here.
I hardly agree.
Okay, I'll make sure we take care of that.
I wanted to get what you briefed him on, though. That's what's important.
Well,
did you do any talking, or did you just sit there?
No, I did talking.
What did you say?
Well, the why we're there, and he has a clear understanding of why we're there, and why it's in our interest to be there, and why the American people must continue to support it. I briefed him on the stopping the bombing and the fact that there's nothing in it at the moment, the Pennsylvania exercise I went through. We talked about the air campaign. Andy had gone over it, Buzz had gone over it, the number of targets that are left, what we're doing with it.
Now, did that impress him that you'd pretty well done as much profit up there as you could, or is he still...
Well, I think so. We didn't, I didn't go the
what
next...
What I'm afraid is, I'm afraid he's going to say up there that we just lost a lot of gradualism and we're not doing enough all out now.
I don't
think
you see,
these folks are misleading us, Bob, in the country. We're getting sold on their Dove's propaganda.
Yeah,
you are and I am and all up now. I thought that there's only 23% that approved of us in Iowa. You saw? Did you see the poll here last Sunday? I guess it was, and folks played it up. Well, I got the Iowa poll that they copied from. You know what it is? It's 65% of the people think we ought to be doing more. In the isolation state of Iowa, I was shocked at it this morning when they started telling me about Harold Wilson wanting to come over here. I didn't get my night reading, and I've been going over it. And what the people are mad as hell about is we're not doing it. The Doves have a very little thing in this isolationist Iowa poll.
Yeah.
What they're raising hell about, 65 of them, we're not doing it. Now, we haven't got out that story. Nobody's got it out. When I state it, I don't do it quite systematically, but I think somewhere, as a little follow-through, you ought to get some military man, Walt or some of them, to do what you did one day, I guess in cabinet meeting, or one of the meetings when you sit on my left, not cabinet, you said, and here's the story I think's impressive, and make the facts support it, whatever the facts are,
yeah.
Give the facts. I'm just giving you a hypothetical case.
Yeah.
There are 9,000 targets in North Vietnam.
Yeah. Yeah.
5,000 of them have been graded as military
right.
targets. Of the 5,000, they have authority to hit all but 500, less than 500.
Yeah.
Of the 500, the Joint Chiefs have studied them over and over, and carefully, back and forth, and so forth. Of those 500, the President has approved... They're hitting all of them but 24
right.
up to now. Now, a good many that have been hit before will have to be restruck of the 500. A good many that the 500 that haven't been submitted will be considered. But of those submitted, of the 500, the President has approved all but 18 one week and all but 24 the next week. And those 24 are primarily in heavily populated areas where it's dangerous if we hit Russian ships. Now, it seems to me that pretty well takes the starch out of them.
Yeah.
It does with a fellow like Dick Russell.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you notice the other
I
day
sure
when
did.
He gave a little
oh,
bit?
To, I sure did.
And he said, yeah, now we're doing it.
Yeah.
Now, that's where we ought to get
yeah.
back to.
I agree.
Now, I think we've got to get built up to that point. And we've got to... Have you seen what Walt's done? In his speaking?
You mean General Walt?
Yes, sir. He's covered this nation.
That's right.
And every place he covers it, he gets standing ovations.
Yeah.
And they say that's what he ought to be doing.
Yeah.
But I think if we could plant that with him, I may not do it. But they tell me, I don't know whether it's true or not, but they tell me that that he's pretty strong for the administration.
Yeah. Well, he's a very loyal man.
Well, that's what they say.
He's got a dog-like loyalty.
That's what they say. Well, then why
exactly.
in the hell don't you point up that this is what I want said?
I'll do it. I've tried.
Just tell him.
I've tried not to be too obvious.
I understand that. I understand that. But I saw the analysis of the speeches of the cabinet this week, and they commented very favorably on your San Francisco speech and on your Denver speech. They said there couldn't be a better presentation of our military situation, and they had an analysis of it. They had two or three favorable comments on Freeman's speeches. On everybody else in the cabinet, they had Rusk, an excellent one on Rusk, made somewhere outlining our Vietnam policy. The other nine in the cabinet, they said you couldn't tell who they was working for, what administration they were representing, or what program it was. They just talking on a specific deal. I mean, like you go talk about pollution. Uh-huh. And it might have been Teddy Roosevelt as well as Johnson.
Well, I
and
I probably that you were, it was your heart that we were trying to apply and translate into our action to hit these programs. And your insistence that we maintain military strength that was the foundation of our military program. And I don't know, you know, you can't do it too bluntly.
The Secretary of State and Secretary of Defense have got to be very cautious wherever they use
right.
the president. The other 12, the other 10 cabinet members have got to do it subtly, without looking like they're just stooges or
I
parroting.
I mentioned it three times in my speech, though, and I don't think that's too much.
Well, anyway, we've got 70 people that are confirmed that we're handling here. They've got the Senate and everybody else. Now, if McCarthy and Fulbright and all of them are going to be tearing us down, somebody has got to give them a little answer on the other side. And that's what they've got to get our cabinet doing. That's what I want. Eisenhower do on this bombing.
Well, we'll get Bunker and Westmoreland out there, Mr. President, and I'll practically guarantee you his performance will be good.
That's excellent. Thank you.
Thank you.